Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010, and you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's Schaefer. And what I'm here to talk to you about today, I'm here to introduce a glossary for navigating the new world of work. Now, you may be wondering what I mean by the new world of work, and I gotta tell you, I haven't gotten that all that all out yet to share with you. I will elaborate sometime soon, but for the moment, I'm gonna ask you to just go with me. So you've heard me say it before, I've coached hundreds of managers for hundreds of hours, and I find that I repeat myself a lot. And so I've started making note of tips that help managers shift their mindset to a new way of thinking about their role. And this shift often gets summarized into some pithy little statement that sums up what needs to take place to be an effective leader for people. And what I mean by that is to be a leader in a way that not only gets hard results, but gets results because of honoring our connection as human beings together here in an often crazy work atmosphere. But I digress here. I've started collecting these pithy statements and am compiling a glossary. You can see it as one of the categories on my website. I'll be adding to it from time to time and hopefully compiling it into an ebook form for you here soon. So I wanted to share one entry with you so far, and the title of the post where I introduced this is called, Are You Willing to Become the Anti-Manager? And so my pithy little statement for my glossary is, be willing to have a conversation when you don't know where it's going, particularly with your employees. Now, to me, this is sort of an anti-management perspective, because as a manager, you think you're expected to have all the answers. And what if you didn't think that way, and that it was okay to not have all the answers? Now, I know this flies in the face of what you think your employees expect of you. Yes, that's something you have to get past, and you know, it feels good to be the go-to person, and gosh, why did you get promoted to be a manager anyway? Because you had a lot of answers, and you were able to problem solve. But think about it this way. Don't we often say two heads are better than one? And what if our discussions with our employees included curiosity, inquiry, checking our assumptions, and really listening, and getting comfortable that you are making progress even if you don't know what to do next? Now, believe it or not, when you practice this, you'll find it ends up being a real time saver too, because it prevents you from solving problems that don't exist, because you're inquiring into the thinking of your people versus making assumptions. I don't know how many times, for instance, managers have come to me and said, our employees say we need to communicate better, so, you know, we should like start a newsletter or have, you know, like a town meeting every month or whatever. And I'm like, hold up, let's get clear on what they mean by we are not communicating well before we go to all that effort. Can we talk to them about this rather than just take that ball that they threw over the wall at us? So many of us as managers at one time or another also think that if we keep repeating what we want our employees to do, that the object of our communication failure will get it. You know, it's sort of like that joke. What makes us think that talking louder or more repetitively in our native language will make the other person of another language understand? That's not the way it works. What I found that if you find yourself commenting to yourself in your head to someone else is, what they need to understand is, fill in the blank, you probably need to have one of those conversations where you're doing more inquiry and listening than telling. So my challenge to you today is, are you up for it? And how can you try this today? Again, this is Mary Schaefer. I'm at www.maryschaefer.com. That's Schaefer.